Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get that song removed because it's racist. Who wants to bet? Yeah, I know. I once said there'd be insurance for dogs, and what do you think we got now? By now it's obvious to a blind man that the movement in this country to take Christmas out of December 25th has been very successful. To the point that big stores no longer recognize our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. In some instances, the Salvation Army, who is God's feeding hand to the poor, has been banned from shopping malls. Macy's no longer uses that dirty word, Christmas. All their ads shout to believe, but no mention of what to believe in. And they have a nice big red communist star. The Red Star of Macy's. Once again, in American history, a vocal socialist communist minority has succeeded in silencing a praying majority. They have also succeeded in removing Washington and Lincoln's birthdays, replacing them with a sanitized President's Day, stealing one extra day off from the working family. Many of those other presidents could never hold a candle to those two great Americans, the father of our country and the president who freed the slaves, saved the nation, and died as Christ died. Now comes Thanksgiving, which was initiated to give thanks to God for a bountiful United States. That day of grace before meals has been turned into a buy Chinese shopping orgy. Today in America, work is a seven-day-a-week mistake. Compare it to a generation where one man could support a family and rest on the Sabbath. Now Americans work 2 to 3 jobs, and the government stays home and takes a third to waste. If you win lotto, they take half. If you remortgage your house, they take 6% of your struggle. Every merchant is an unpaid tax collector, not to mention the fees and the fines, and not to mention the accounting procedure that they have to be involved in. And God forbid that they get held up and say, can you please leave me the tax? But the biggest insult is to deny the birth of our Lord and Savior and stick it to Christians saying happy holidays. To me, happy holidays is the same as saying F you, Christian. Season's greeting is the same as saying up yours. When my Jewish friends and relatives celebrate a happy Jewish holy day, I do not say happy holidays. I wish them the appropriate day, happy Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, or as my son says, Rosh Hashanah. When my only remaining Muslim friend celebrates Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, I do not say happy holidays, I say Eid Mubarak. When my Hindu friend celebrates his holy day, I say happy Diwali. If you Google the communist takeover of America, you got to do this one day. You're going to die. You're going to get a vomit bucket next to your computer. And you Google the communist takeover of America. The communist takeover of America. 45 declared goals. Read into the congressional record in 1963. Introduced by a woman in Florida, a real American, who stood up for a country in 1963 and warned us what was coming. You will see item 27, replace revealed religion with social religion. Item 28, eliminate prayer and religious expression. Item 29, discredit the Constitution. And item 30, discredit the Founding Fathers, hence President's Day. Find out who introduced that legislation and you'll find an enemy of America. The elimination of reverence for Christians who celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Did you know the Declaration of Independence is dated longhand in the year of our Lord, 1776? This subliminal Christian bashing must end. And no one is going to put a stop to it but us. You can ask the schools to allow crèches and poinsettias, but that is one struggle and one win at a time. We need to get the nation's attention. Simply stand up for baby Jesus and call for a Christian boycott of one shopping day before Christmas. One that means more to the stores that ban Christmas than anything else. Show them if they can do without Christmas, we can do without one shopping day to remind them who their customers are. And I guarantee you the following year, baby Jesus will be everywhere and we'll have a whole year to prepare for the way of the Lord. And if you don't, and you know that you're going to like the way you feel. And when anybody asks you why you did not shop on the selected boycott day, which I would recommend be Christmas Eve, tell them you were fasting. More tea, anybody? Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Holy Days, and baby Jesus, a wakbar. Next tune I'm dedicating to six GIs who came home in coffins, draped with the flag that 48 senators voted to burn. And you know what? They snuck them in under the title NATO troops. We're going to talk about that when I come back.
Nothing else can take your place. to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you.
Communist Party, of course, is divide and conquer. They will pit Americans against Americans, and so will the Democrats. Do you know there are 100 socialists in the House already? And they're listed as socialists, not by anti-socialists. They're listed by socialists, by the Socialist Party. You got to get that list and take a look at it. But right now, I tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Alamo. And when communists tell you that Texas belongs to Mexico, tell them to call the roll at the Alamo. I just did a scan on what the names of the guys who died at the Alamo. I think there was 150, and I counted 17. They were called Texians, Mexican Americans. I call them Texicanos. There were two fighting groups at the Alamo. One was Seguin's Cavalry and Gonzalez, that's for the town of Gonzalez, Mounted Rangers, the Immortal 32. Hispanics have helped to build this nation and are as American as apple tortillos. Beware of communists who divide to conquer all of us. We are wheat from the same grain. We are American. At the Alamo, the bodies of all who defended Texas were burned in one pile. Even in death, we were united as one. All are the spirit of America, for us, as in USA. That's what the U.S. is for. It's for us. Nothing has changed. The great spirit lives. In the war against mad Muslims, as supplied by the Russians, the backbone of the nation is still the same. Here are some Hispanic names who have died since 9/11 to keep us free. They didn't die for Mexico, they died for the USA. They didn't die for the UN, they died for the USA. And beware of communists in the House and the Senate who went and had the classification of American troops being dying in Afghanistan and Iraq and are being hailed as NATO soldiers. Let me tell you something. When you see the word NATO, it's an American GI that's under that sanitized label. And I don't like it. So, in the war against mad Muslims supplied by the Russian, the backbone of the nation is still the same. Here are some Hispanic names who have died since 9/11 to keep us free. Gonzalez, 23 guys named Gonzalez. Rodriguez, 15 guys named Rodriguez. Garcia, 14 guys named Garcia. And Sanchez, 14 guys. I picked four popular names that came to mind and just looked up the casualty list. That's four names, 66 people. And you know what the sad part about all this is? We're all out shopping, and they're out there dying. Are we going to lay down and let the communists use helpless Mexicans to change our Constitution? Who is the coyote? The senator or the guy in the desert? Who plays on the weak to undermine the goodwill of our country? Who is the slave owner, the politician who is pimping the poor to come and work for small pay? Who killed 28,000 Mexicans this year, the drug lords or the selfish gringo? And government have always been singled out. Let me see what I got here. Hang in there one second. Okay. Oh, I got an overrunning article. I'm missing. Here it is. Okay. Yeah. Well, who killed 28,000 Mexicans this year? The drug lords or the selfish gringo? The buyer who now wants to legalize it? Who will farm it? Who will roll it? Who will get fat from the addicts? The coyote politician strikes America down again. Our biggest enemy is in the House and the Senate. The popularity of the Congress is 13%. You know what? That's all it should be allowed to work there. All Americans love the underdog, the downtrodden. It bothers them to be in Cancun and know there is a poor man on the other side of the police-patrolled hill. If you go to a bullfight in Mallorca, Spain, when the U.S. Navy is in town, you will see the sailors cheering for the bull. As imperfect as we are, we try to protect the weak. That has been the American creed since 1776 and before. But the coyotes tell the poor, kill or sell your children. You don't need God, you don't need family, and the USA hates you. This is the big communist lie, and when we all fall together, no one will take any of us in. Join us legally. We need you to be Americans to buy, build, and dream American. Master two languages. It means more money in your pocket. Fill our churches and welcome us when we come back to God. Do not press two for divide and destroy. Press one because we are one. If the coyotes really wanted to help illegals tomorrow, they could introduce legislation for a visa sign-up program in every post office in the USA. But they don't want that. Like their ACLU lawyers say, never let a good crisis go to waste. So they exploit the hopeless for political gain to the detriment of the entire nation, which they weaken every day with lies and legislation. Today our nation is weak and vulnerable and running out of money to waste. The wrecking crew is working this weekend to reduce our ability to protect the weak, which is us. We are more vulnerable today than we were on 9/11. Our intelligence that won World War II can't keep 500,000 secrets. We can't even get bin Laden. We can't even rebuild the towers faster than a jihad victory mosque. Blessed by 9/10 New Yorkers. We are a nation held hostage by bribe-taking smaller nations. We have forgotten how to earn a living and respect. Americans born today will never know how much freedom is already lost. Soon we will have to retill the soil. Join with us to grow the best crop ever. Once you declare you want to be a one-passport American, raise your family here and stamp the baby's diaper, made in the USA. Hang in there and we'll give you a tune, he said. He said, hang in there, we'll give you a tune. I'm always on the wrong program here when I bounce back. Terrible, absolutely terrible. But the tune will make it worth your while, he said. Now we got to do, let's see, we'll do my blog. Here we are. Okay. Here's a good one.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a yuletide Valentine. Back home I go to those I know for a Christmas auld lang syne. And as we gather round the tree, our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas auld lang syne.
When sleigh bells ring and choirs sing and the children's faces shine,
with each new toy we share their joy with a Christmas auld lang syne. We sing his praise this day of days, and pray next year this time we'll all be near to share the cheer of a Christmas auld lang syne.
Darren, that's a 50s song, When God Was in Fashion. In sweet accord, we thank the Lord. You try that today. Try and find a Gideon Bible in a hotel. I'm looking at a picture of the Don't Ask, Don't Sell, a founder. Isn't it ironic that when the vote comes up to a repeal, a Don't Ask, Don't Smell, that this guy gets busted for giving 250,000 secrets to the Soviets. And they got his picture, and he's in his uniform, and he's got a smile on. And you know what? I got to say, he would look better in a dress. He's openly gay, which means he was in violation of the Don't Ask, Don't Smell law. And he's wearing his uniform, and it's got his name on it. He's got a sweet smile, and he's got the Iron Cross of Germany. And above that, he's got what is commonly known among the troops as a cherry badge. It's the Good Conduct Medal. So they gave him a Good Conduct Medal. This guy was a PFC, and they put him in charge of over 500,000 State Department secrets. Can you imagine what's going on in the State Department? Now, do you think this guy got there all by himself? Do you think that he got to be the prima donna ballerina in the ballet all by himself. He had no guidance. He had no inside help. You got to be kidding me. Can you imagine how vulnerable this place is? I used to joke that they took a tractor-trailer load of documents, oil-for-food documents, out of Iraq, and they shipped them back to the States for the CIA and the FBI to read. And after 8 years, they only read 1% of the documents. And I said, you know why? Because Gupta at the Shell station quit. Unbelievable, man. We are prepared for nothing. If Japan was going to war with us today, they could come all the way. Around 1776, Mayor Andre was apprehended by Americans. In his boot were the plans for Fort Ticonderoga. He was abruptly hanged, and freedom lived another day. The senior PFC intelligence officer with a Hugo Girl clearance was allowed to play Lady Gaga music while he downloaded 500,000 State Department secrets. Can we get a Bula Bula? Now San Francisco wants to make him a hero of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell revolution. With 500,000 secrets downloaded to the Chinese communist-run internet, surely one good person is going to die. If you Google the 45 goals of the communist takeover, you got to get it, you got to read it and weep. I think there's only five goals left they haven't reached. You will see that Quisling Manning has achieved at least five of them. It is a well-known fact that homosexuals in the Pentagon, State Department, and government have always been singled out by the KGB for coercion and mole placing. They are easy to compromise and fall prey to temptations that corrupt their loyalty to the nation. Look at Kim Philby in the UK, and look at these bastards in the House and the Senate that debated this thing for 15 minutes and shoved it up America's nose on Christmas. Destroy the military, capture a nation. America has few remaining bastions of strength left. Our manufacturing capability is gone. Those who sold us out told us we were going to become an invoicing nation. Invoicing has gone to India. 46% of all American investments, including pension funds, are overseas. We haven't had a merchant marine fleet in 50 years. I can remember surplus grain ships tied up in rows of five, anchored in the Hudson River. And now we're starting to talk about a grain shortage, thanks to ethanol. Our success in winning winning World War II was attributable to our ability to crack the German Enigma machine codes, resulting in the sinking of the U-boat threat to shipping, and the Japanese code, resulting in the ambush at Midway and the interception of Admiral Yamamoto's plane. Yamamoto, who led the attack on Pearl Harbor, was killed within 3 years. And in 2 years, New Pearl Harbor was bigger and better. Osama bin Laden led an attack on New York civilians, and 9 years later, he is alive and living down the street from American troops, and the buildings he demolished are still rubble piles, soon to be replaced by a jihad victory mosque across the street. Read 'em and weep, baby. In New York schools, half the classes rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance. 25% are turned their back on the flag. Freedom of speech is used to destroy speech. Freedom of religion is used to destroy a religion. Separation of church and state is used to separate God from country. Sacred days of thanksgiving and prayer, including the birth of Jesus Christ, are turned into shopping orgies for no reason. In a good high school in New Jersey, 176 students are in rehab. 28,000 Mexicans have been murdered this year to support America's drug habit. One out of five Americans is a junkie, and one junkie destroys the lives of five innocent people. You go into Harlem, you go into any ghetto, and ask them, what would life be like without drugs? A 50% divorce rate and 3,500 American kids are murdered every day in Dr. Mengele abortion clinics, which should be named after politicians who vote to kill kids, calling it settled law. A prenup agreement replaces everything I have is yours. Marriage is obsolete. People hook up like an air jet are refueling. The average gay marriage lasts 18 months, and there are suicide nets on the Golden Gate Bridge. And the last guy to go off the GW Bridge a month ago was gay, who ended up on YouTube, betrayed by his friends. Ebonics has replaced English and pressed two to divide the country. The hardest thing for Americans to admit is that we are a divided country, and the communist side, which no one sees coming, is 51% versus Americans 49%. With all the problems we have to deal with, look at today's political priorities. One, seize the assets of the rich through discriminating taxes. What happened to A Pluribus Unum? What happened to thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods? Two, legalize weed to tax the helpless. What happened to do no harm, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods? Three, encourage open homosexuality in the military. What happened to either lead, follow, or get out of the way, duty, honor, and country? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass, nor his ox, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Admiral Lemon should be playing war games on how to rescue survivors from a Russian, Iranian, North Korean, Venezuelan, Chinese silkworm missile sinking aircraft carrier under fire, then awarding the Congressional Earrings of Honor to a wounded straight Marine who wants out from a Hollywood lifestyle military loaded with losers and leeching lawyers, and wait till you see the lawyers come in on all the sexual harassment charges. So when the make-believes it's not true people tell you that straight arrows will bend when kissed in their sleep in the barracks, I say, F you. Teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Those who fight back will be persecuted. The end result is a has-been nation hitching rides on Russian spacecraft, borrowing money from the Chinese, destroying the missile superiority shield that has kept us safe from harm up until the Clinton Towers fell. My friends, we are living in a new United States, and it's not a strong one. It's not a strong one economically. It's not a strong one industrially. It's not a strong one morally. We're in trouble. We're up the fat lady's burka. Bush was only a violinist in a symphony conducted by impresario Biff Clinton. Every New York senator today in office and Viet Congress mouse voted 40 days before 9/11 to burn the flag that draped 3,000 bodies at the WTC. And when they gave the count of the dead at the WTC, they said it was 2,800, and they didn't count the 200 unborn children who died pro-life with their pro-life mothers. And the best, a three-time loser mayor who just lost $80 million of the people's tax money, could do was buy a city council and endorse a jihad mosque, calling it a freedom of religion. Founding fathers, forgive us, we know not what we do.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed.
I'm back. Did you know that in England, the Red Cross has ordered removed any signs of the Nativity from any of their displays? Did you know that? How soon before that happens here? Well, here's a Brit that did an article on Osama bin Laden, the illegal alien president from another planet, visiting London. And here's what his commentary is. An entourage surpassing the Queen's. President Obama showed up at the G20 summit in London with everything but the proverbial kitchen sink, although he did bring the White House chef and the kitchen staff. You're going to be sick. And I thought Nancy Pelosi was big time with her jumbo jet to go to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad and cut the ribbon on the IED factory. The heads of government in London, and all of these losers are still in office, my friends. We did not do our job, but we failed. In California, you failed the worst. And I know why you did it, because you're all going to be on welfare over there. You're all in trouble. You're all up the fat lady's burqa, and you're waiting for the rest of the nation to bail you out. That ain't going to happen, pal. You better get a job, and you better bring back all of the industry that you chased out of there. The heads of government in London for the G20 summit are discussing serious and weighty issues, which in time will be duly reported on. But right now the British press is entranced by the sheer size of President Obama's traveling entourage. And no wonder. Obama arrived with 500 staff in tow, including 200 Secret Service agents. 200 Secret Service agents. You know what? The Pentagon, you know what they got protecting themselves? And they don't even have a Stinger missile to bring a plane down. But you can get anyone from a kid in Kandahar. Do you know what the Pentagon has to protect themselves? They have a sign that says, "This building protected by ADT." Obama arrived with 500 staff in tow, including 200 Secret Service agents, 6 doctors, the White House chef and kitchen staff, with the president's own food and water. And according to the Evening Standard, he came with 35 vehicles in all, 4 speechwriters, 12 teleprompters. For sure, our president is not going to be at a loss for words. The press and duly reported on Air Force One and all its bells and whistles, but also on the presence of the presidential helicopter, Marine One, and a fleet of identical decoys to ferry him from the Stansted Airport to central London. Among all the vehicles is the presidential limousine, which one local newspaper mistakenly called Cadillac One, but it's universally referred to as the Beast. The limo, reinforced with ceramic and titanium armor, carries tear gas cannon, night vision devices, and its own oxygen, and it's resistant to chemical and radiation attack. Oh boy, Prince Charles and Camilla could have used that one. Huh? Did you see Prince Charles as they were busting the window and throwing paint on him? He was waving to them. Here's a guy that's totally out of touch with what's going on, right? Waving to them. Did you see him in France going to the guillotine? The limo reinforced. I thought you said that already. Okay, it is marveled, one reporter, a sort of mobile panic room. The Guardian called it the ultimate in heavy armored transport. The president is entitled to all security communications and support he feels necessary to do his job. Surely, when we're trying to project a more restrained, humble image to the world, the president's huge retinue could be scaled back to something less than the triumphal march from Aida. If you opera lovers out there, you know what that is. Let's see what it says. You and I may never see health care again the way it used to be, but Emperor Obama took 6 doctors with him for a 3-day visit to London, along with 494. You just got to love this spread the wealth, hopey, changey thing. Here's a poem that somebody did for Christmas. It's called Your First Christmas Card. 'Twas the month before Christmas when all through the land not a Christian was praying nor taking a stand. See, the PC police had taken away the reason for Christmas, no one could say. The children were told by their schools not to sing about shepherds and wise men and angels and things. It might hurt people's feelings, the teachers would say. December 25th is just a holiday. I told you what I feel, how I say it, feel about that. Yet the shoppers were ready with cash, checks, and credit, pushing folks down to the floor just to get it. CDs from Madonna and Xbox and iPod. Something was changed, something quite odd. Retailers promoted Ramadan and Kwanzaa. And the second page is missing. But that's it for, it's time for a break, and we're going to do a pro-life tune in celebration of the birth of a baby Jesus.
The way of hope flickers in the sky, a tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when
already. Slowly but surely, the American people are catching up to them. And one of the ones that is got his walking papers is Byron Dorgan. And Byron Dorgan, he's from North Dakota, and all I can say is thank God he was never an Indian agent. And, of course, Harry Reid, the shoe bomber, still lives. Little Anthony Weasel and Dick Durbin. Every New York politician votes to burn the flag and kill kids. Everyone. Anthony Weasel. Can you believe it? Little Anthony Weasel votes to kill kids. And he, you know what's sad about Anthony Weasel? He was endorsed by the fire department. He was for his office. They gave him a clean bill of health, and he voted to burn the 343 flags that represent the 343 firemen who were on church walls all over New York City. You think about that. You think about that. Here's the final vote for the roll call for Don't Ask, Don't Smell. And the Democrats voted yay. And there was 235 of them, and 15 Democrats voted no. They wanted to keep the bill from being repealed. So you know what happened? 15 Republicans took their place. Isn't that wonderful? And of the 15 Repuppies who turned a Democrat for a day, only two have military experience. And one is from Hawaii. His name is Chow, or Cow. I think I might be wrong. He might be, he's from Hawaii, but I think he might be Vietnamese. But what's sad about Hawaii is both senators from Hawaii, Akaka and Inouye, both are war heroes. They both voted to burn the flag. And they both vote to kill kids. Now, why is that? Why do two guys who served honorably, took wounds in World War II, forget that they had buddies who died? And their buddies had kids. It's unbelievable. So Don't Ask, Don't Smell has been removed, and God help us all. So let me give you a tune, and I'll get ready with the last dissertation of the evening. And here's the one, this is also for the GIs overseas.
Bells will be ringing. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greetings once again.
I'm thinking about Macy's. And when I grew up, Macy's was almost like a Catholic cathedral. All the Catholics shopped Macy's. Every Christmas, it was a ritual. It was tradition. Grandmother, mother to grandchild, all shopped Macy's. And Macy's, it was Macy's this and Macy's that. And then all of a sudden, Macy's has eliminated the words Merry Christmas from all of their advertising. It looks more like a gum store. You know what a gum store is? Just before the fall of the Soviet Union, it was the Macy's of Moscow. And people used to stand online around the corner, and they would go in and get a chit for a roast beef, come back on Wednesday. Right? Could you imagine any Russian surprise when he came to Price Club or Costco? Huh? And said, you can't buy one, you got to take five. Can you imagine the salivation shock? So I took an ad from Macy's. You know, they use the word believe. That's their little touch of religion, believe. And I put on the top of that a little sticker that says, no God. And right next to that is the word cancel. And then there's three perfumes, and one of them is Jesus Off, Camo Chanel, and Eau de Communiste. And I put, instead of the Star of Macy's, I put the hammer and sickle and the word gum store. So having said that, and we got 5 minutes left, I'm going to give you a roundup of what we covered. The Don't Ask, Don't Yell, and the Scream Act. Can you imagine Joe Liebowitz introducing the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Smell Act? Joe got rid of his first wife after she worked his way through college. I can't stand guys that get rid of their wives after their wives have sacrificed everything for their success. I think that's highway robbery. I think in that case, the alimony payment should be 99% to the woman. And I don't care how bad she was. I forgive her. Yeah. And I think that getting rid of your first wife, that's a tactic that all the politicians practice. As soon as they get to Washington, D.C., they raise second families and don't tell the first one. They might have learned that from John Kerry, another clean-loving Viet Cong. Joe also voted to burn the flag of 40 days before 9/11, SJR-7. His sense of no duty, dishonor, and no country is overwhelming. Joe also voted party of death over country to bayonet a full-term American kids exiting the Freedom Canal, the old partial birth abortion trick. They call it partial because only the head has to be out of the womb before they stick the scissors into the little girl's or little boy's neck. If the kid gets out all the way, the kid might ask for political asylum as former POWs, prisoners of the womb. Imagine Joe coming home to his wife, who happens to be the daughter of a Holocaust survivor, and saying, guess what, honey, I voted to kill kids today. The biggest Connecticut chop shop or abortion clinic, whichever you prefer to call it, should be named after this Solomon. The Joe Liebowitz Abortion Clinic, and a nice big sign that says, Arbeiten machen Sie frei. His collaborators, that's the one that hangs over Auschwitz, his collaborators in the media will tell you he is Orthodox Jewish. If he's Orthodox Jewish, then Moses was in the SS. This Get Over on America mistake was part of a dime a dance team that also won reinfection, almost won reinfection as president and vice president of the helpless states of America, or as I call it, the useless of A. Why am I so hard on Joe Liebowitz? Because he's a flag burner of record, and 80% of flag burners are baby killers. Heinrich Schumer will tell you, child murder is settled law. And I will tell you that a Nazi judge in Nuremberg in 1938 said the same thing about a race of people whose only crime was to worship the God of their ancestors. Open homosexuality in the military will further degrade it, which is one of the KGB goals, One day a scandal will break out of unimaginable proportion. It will concern barracks prostitution. Open homosexuality will add to our sad lot. Real men will refuse to join. I guess Joe won't cast his lot with Lot. It is not about right or wrong. It is about champagne contributions and party favors. Never forget, there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments. The Dream Act is a nightmare. It is the exploitation of hardworking, religious, family-oriented Hispanics for a capital T-O-L, again, for the party that plays them. The same party that wants to legalize weed so their kids and parents won't go to jail. For 28,000 Mexicans a year can be abandoned in the desert or gunned down in the streets of Laredo, as long as gringos, a senior and junior, can get their stumbleweed. The immigration problem could be solved tomorrow to everyone's satisfaction if the political coyotes were chased away. I will not rest until every one of those 48 senators and 135 Viet Congress mice who voted to burn the flag of 40 days before 9/11 is out of office. Now ask me about Match McConnell. Wake up, America. Stop buying brown toothpaste. My time is up. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Eid Mubarak. Happy Diwali. And we'll close with Silent Night. How's that for Silent Night?
Dark shadow.